T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The telephone number for you is 248-539-9797. The Pistons were stranded in Dallas. Their game was postponed. So we're asking for you to share your travel issues that you've had.
Yep.
Now, Heather,
yeah.
You had an international incident.
I did. So I used to do a lot of traveling for my job, and I was super excited to head out to Vancouver. Never have been there. Really, really pumped. Going for work, but nonetheless very excited.
Great city.
Yeah. And I was met by police officers. So I actually got deported.
Where were you met? At the airport?
After going through customs.
Okay. In Canada, in Vancouver?
Yes. So, yeah. So
were they Mounties?
No, they were not. They were not on horse, just on foot. Did the thing, traveled there, flew there. Now, my company at the time had said, you know what? We don't technically have work visas for you. So when you travel out of the country, don't mention that you're going to work. So I said, okay, which makes me nervous because lying and being told to lie, but whatever. I go through, there's just two of us traveling together, me and another girl. And I went through customs, you know, why are you there? Oh, I'm super excited to do this, whatever. Go on through, stamp my passport. So I'm waiting for her and I'm like, gosh, something's taking a long time there.
She's just not as good of a liar as you
are. Apparently, they're questioning her. And then, you know, you go through and the guy's looking at your passport, which whatever they stamped on it. And you either go to the right or you go to the left. And he was like, all right, go this way. And I was like, well, I'm waiting for her. Okay. She gets up, go this way. And I was like, well, I got to go with her. I had no clue
where right and left was.
And then I was terrified. I was told that if they couldn't get me on another flight home, I was going to jail there. They interrogated. They looked through my luggage, screaming at me, said, you know, whatever company you work for, we're going to make an example out of you. I was like, are you sure? Out of me? Like maybe the next one.
Canadians are considered
the nicest people in the world.
Guys, it was so embarrassing. Then I had to be escorted through the airport by police and sat down in a specific area. I was able to get on a flight home, but basically spent 24 hours flying and being screamed at, only to never, just to come back home.
It was the worst travel experience.
When you guys finally met up, what did she say? Like, okay, this is what I did
once
wrong?
Once we met up, we weren't allowed. Well, we did finally when we were sitting waiting for our next flight. She said the same thing, but I don't really know.
She's not as convincing of a liar as you are.
This is ages ago, but it was an awful, awful travel experience. And I've never been back since.
They just said, hey, we're here to watch for a Canucks game.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's how I'm going to Vancouver in about 4 weeks to see the Canucks play.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's a great city, by the way.
I'll go. I'm looking forward to it.
It's fun.
It was such an awful experience that I never really wanted to go back. Mm-hmm. So, never have.
Understandable.
We have some ticket texts before we get to the phone calls. When I was in the Navy, I was on leave, and I had a returning connecting flight in Denver, and I was supposed to land in Texas. As soon as I landed in Denver, they canceled the flight due to an incoming snowstorm. We don't get to call and say, hey, going to be late in the military. I rented a car, drove 13 hours, got into San Antonio at 6 a.m., and went straight to muster. No sleep for 48 hours. It was awful.
Oof.
Work trip to Monterrey, Mexico. Trying to get home, scheduled to leave Monterrey at 11 a.m. Flight was delayed 13 hours. Didn't leave Monterrey until midnight. Was slightly hungover, too, from grabbing drinks with my Mexican coworkers the night before. Sat in the airport for 13 hours. My parents had to travel to Kentucky this time last year for a funeral. They were driving on I-75, got stuck for 6 hours because of a jackknife semi in a snowstorm. Blocked the whole freeway. Finally, John in Auburn Hills chimes in. Hey, guys, a couple years ago, I was flying out to Colorado to be with my girlfriend and her family for Christmas. I got an alert that my flight was delayed due to severe winds in Denver, but I still got to the airport for the original departure time just in case things changed. The original departure time was like 7:30. I did not leave Michigan until about 12:30 a.m. That's a five-hour delay. That's not that bad.
No.
Unless it was 7:30 in the morning.
No, I got to imagine there's probably some COVID travel situations as well. I had a buddy that was, not this past Christmas, but a Christmas before, traveled with the family down to Costa Rica, and obviously different countries, different, you know, different rules. And they had to test before they came back into the United States. His daughter tested positive, so he had to stay, and the accommodations that they had originally given them was basically like they were putting them in jail until they tested, you know, not positive.
So they had to quarantine, and they couldn't go back to a hotel or something. They had to go to where
he eventually was able to work out a deal where they would quarantine somewhere else.
Oh, my gosh.
But he said the accommodations were a disaster.
Oh, that's awful. 248-539-9797. Kurt in Plymouth, you're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So, hey, I was flying. I had a business over in Moscow, Russia. This is before Putin went off the rails, and I liked Russia. And I messed up my visa. You can get a single entry or double entry visa, and I messed it up. And I'm waiting to get through visa passport control. And I get there, and they go, "Nyet." And I go, "What do you mean, nyet?" And my Russian was a little spotty, but you know, I got the sense, and I had an English interpreter come over, that, hey, they wouldn't let me into the country. And I had business there, and I was supposed to go from Russia down to Crimea to visit a friend. Long story short is I call my business partner, and he goes, "Bribe them $100, and they'll let you through."
And
I go, "Well, I feel a little uncomfortable with that, because what the hell if they arrest me?" And so I didn't go that route. But I explained my situation to the head, you know, a guy at the airport, and he took pity upon me, and he said, "Hey," he said, "you're not going to be able to go into Russia. You're going to have to spend the night in the airport. We can put you on a plane to Ukraine, and so you can get down to Crimea, but you can't put a foot outside of the airport." So I had to spend the night in the dirty, cruzzy. This is back when they had a bad airport in Moscow. Next morning, I get up, and he says, "Be here at 10 o'clock," and I go over to the passport control guy. And he was nice. He took pity upon me. I had a rough night in the airport, and they put me in like a security car. It was almost like it was in prison, and drove me out to the plane, and with my luggage, thank God, and put me on the plane and sent me off to Crimea. So I gave the guy $100 as he was putting me on the plane, just to say thank you very much in terms of doing that. So,
see, Kurt, you just should have told. You should just told him you were friends with Sergei Fedorov. They would let you right in. I mean, he's God over there. Carson in Waterford, you're 97 on the ticket.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good.
So I was in high school, and I took German for 4 years in high school, and our teacher wanted us to do a trip to Germany, so naturally I was all about it, and we flew over there. They were super due diligent on getting us all set. Obviously, we're all under the age of 18, so they were pretty tight on what we were doing and what we were allowed to do. But our teacher said to make sure to keep an eye on all of your things. And, of course, as a 16-year-old, I was very negligent of that. Came to be the last day, and we're getting ready to go to the airport, and my passport is gone. Cannot find my passport to save my life. We tore the hotel room apart, looking for, you know, under the bed, under the chairs, everything. Couldn't find it. So finally we get to the point where my German teacher, who was awesome, one of my favorite teachers, says to me, "Okay, well, this is bad because they're not going to let us leave the country. And I have, you know, 10 other students that we're going to have to get on a plane and get everybody back. And I'm going to have to stay in Germany with you because I'm not allowed to leave any of my students here." So we had to call the superintendent, which would have been 2 a.m. in America. And in Germany, it was in the afternoon, and tell the superintendent that one of the students had lost the passport. Had to call my parents and tell them to wire money over to our German teacher so we had money while we were there. And it was just a nightmare. But luckily, the only place we didn't check was the tour bus, and we got back on the tour bus. and it had slipped out of my backpack under my seat. So we found it last second, and I was able to get, we were luckily able to get on the plane like last minute and get out. But it was terrifying.
I can't imagine just the angst of that being in a foreign country. Brian in Royal Oak, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
So this is preface. This is the night that I met Gordie Howe.
Okay.
I come back. I used to live in Michigan. I moved to Georgia. It was that 9/11 happened. I come back to pick up my brother from college break, brother-in-law, University of Michigan, go Blue John. And we decide that we're going to go to Canada to go gamble. Well, I'm driving his car. I just moved to Georgia. I have a South Carolina driver's license. We're going through customs. I'm not aware of how things changed after 9/11. He's got the whole car packed up with everything taking home for college break. And the Canadian Border Patrol pulls up, and they say, okay, where are you going? Canada. Whose car is this? His. Why are you driving it? Because I know where I'm going. Do you have a passport? I'm like, you don't need a passport to go to Canada. Didn't start out right. He goes back and says, why is your license say South Carolina if you're in Michigan? Well, I'm like, I'm from Georgia. He's like, well, we're going to search the car. I'm like, well, it's not my car. It's my brother-in-law's, who's a sophomore at Michigan, who's a philosophy major. And they ask my brother-in-law, sir, are there any weapons or drugs in the car? And he says, there shouldn't be at this time.
Oh.
2 hours later, I come back. We get in the car. I look at him. I'm like, next time they ask you that, you say no. So we bail on the whole gambling trip, and we just end up going to an Applebee's in Bertrand, of all places.
Oh.
Sit down at the Applebee's, look over to the left, and there's Gordie Howe.
At Applebee's?
Wow. I'm having a star. Yeah, Gordie Howe. I'm having a star crush. I'm like, oh, my God, going crazy. And they're like, calm down. I'm like, it's freaking Gordie Howe. And he was really nice. He was really cool. After this was like 8 hours odyssey, he came up and he gave me an autograph, which I still have to this day. Weirdest day of my life.
That's how you get
detained in Canadian customs.
Wow. Hey, Mr. Hockey comes through as always.
Yeah.
Our telephone number is 248-539-9797. 97 won the ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.